Let's begin by dissecting the news. The ground commander in charge of the Manila Baywalk Dolomite Beach was sacked earlier today for failing to control the massive crowd that gathered in the area despite the continuing threat of the COVID-19 pandemic. At one point, the crowd was estimated at 121,000, a likely super spreader event which could set back whatever gains we've all achieved at this stage in the pandemic. But why did it come to this point to begin with? Didn't the Environment Department foresee that the artificial beach, once trumpeted as good for Filipinos' mental health by Secretary Harry Roque, would draw such a huge crowd eager to see for themselves a white beach that costs 28 million pesos in taxpayer money? Now, be part of our discussion. Send us your questions and comments on our YouTube live chat or tweet us using the hashtag ANCAfterTheFact. Joining us tonight is Environment Undersecretary Jonas Leones. Good evening, Undersecretary, and thank you for joining us on the program again.
Good evening, Christian, and your televiewers.
Okay, before we talk about the remedies, the solutions that will be put in place to deal with this problem, let's try to trace first why we came to this point. Didn't you foresee that such a huge crowd would be turning up at the Manila Baywalk Dolomite Beach?
Actually, Christian, before we opened up the Dolomite, you will remember that we had done a lot of dry runs. And based on our figures last October 16, when we opened up the Dolomite, we got a figure of 8,000 visitors in the Dolomite. And the succeeding days, the range of visitors that were coming to the Dolomite area ranges from 15,000 to 18,000. And perhaps the extreme is 20,000. So we never expected that last Sunday it reached 120 visitors. No? So I think even if we exercise due diligence in determining the number of visitors that be going to the Dolomite, because of that situation, perhaps one reason probably is that our people were already bored in their homes due to prolonged pandemic, and perhaps maybe because of the controversial concern or issues surrounding the Dolomite as raised by the different media outlets. So people got curious to visit the Dolomite area.
But weren't you supposed to implement a cap as to the number of people that could be accommodated in that area?
Yes, that's true. In fact, before we opened the Dolomite area, we conducted a carrying capacity study in the area. And based on the total area of the Dolomite, we determined that the maximum carrying capacity of that area, of the Dolomite area, is about 4,000. So what we did there is that even if there are a lot of visitors coming in, to the Dolomite, we made sure that at a given time, Christian, there would only be 4,000 in that area. So what we did there is that a rotational system was implemented. So while the 4,000 were still enjoying in the area, we have holding area, so that when this first 4,000 batch were already done viewing the area, they will be required to leave the place, so that the first batch we can come and could come and see also the area.
But apparently, based on the situation, especially last Sunday, that wasn't followed, right?
Yes, and in fact, we adjusted our system. The original plan, Christian, is that we would be allowing the people to stay there for 10-15 minutes. But because of the surge of the visitors in the area, we were forced to shorten the time spent in the area, so about 5 to 10 minutes, so to cater to all visitors that who would want to visit the Dolomite area.
Okay, the estimate of 121,000 last Sunday, that was at one particular time, or yun yung cumulative na lahat nagpunta buka?
It is a cumulative from morning, starting from 5:30 up 6 o'clock. So in the afternoon, based on our assessment, there were at least 50,000 visitors that who would want to really visit the area. So what we did there to accommodate all the visitors, we just undertake, we just implemented the rotation system, 5 minutes for them to stay in the area, and then we'll be asking them to leave so that the other batch can also appreciate the area.
And how many people were supposed to be there? I mean, people from the government who were supposed to monitor whether the protocols were being followed.
Yeah, it's not only prison. It was not only the DNR that who were manning or supervising the controlling of the crowd. We have, I remember we had assistants coming from the PNP, the Philippine Coast Guard, the MMDA, and of course the local government unit, because we need manpower to really assist these visitors. In fact, that's the reason why we noticed that the bridge, the footbridge near the Dolomite area are so crowded that we need to address, because it might create tragedy if we will not be addressing the footbridge near the Dolomite area.
Okay. Now, the commanding officer was already sacked earlier today, right? Mr. Jacob Naimban.
Yeah, he's the deputy. Actually, he's the deputy deputy director of the Manila Bay Coordinating Office. The original function of Director Naimban is to undertake planning and the financial management of our rehabilitation of Manila Bay. So when we open the area, it is almost automatic that since he's familiar with activities, so he supervised the operation in the Dolomite area. But as said by our secretary this morning, he felt that there is a need to really strengthen our enforcement capability. That's the reason why he replaced Director Membian by a retired general under the name of General Sorilla of the Enforcement Service.
So what was the problem really, Mr. Undersecretary? Was it a problem in terms of planning or implementation?
I think there was a good planning. In fact, we opened the Dolomite last October 16, and there were no problems encountered during that time. It was only last September that we were surprised that there was a big surge of people that would really want to visit the Dolomite area. We planned for that, but of course, we tried to perfect our system, but because of that, this too big volume of the crowd, so we need to adjust our strategy. In terms of plan, in terms of strategies, I think those are in place already. Just a matter of really how to handle the immediate crisis at the time. So meaning, I think the secretary felt that in cases of crisis like this, a general or a military whose background is really strategy is really needed in this kind of undertaking.
Okay. Mamaya pa isa-isahin po natin yung solutions and remedies that will be put in place. But before we go to that, let's talk about the accountabilities here. Is that enough for the secretary to remove the person in charge who was supposed to supervise the area, or that something more should be done in terms of accountability? In particular, there was this challenge or dare coming from Manila Mayor Isko Moreno for the IATF to press charges against the DNR. How do you respond to this?
Well, I think it is within the authority of the secretary see who is fit to undertake certain functions. I believe that being the chair of the interagency task force and military man at that, with background of strategy, I think the secretary is in the best position to see where people should be placed. No? In this particular case, I think the secretary believed that an experienced general can handle this kind of crisis. As regards the comment of Mayor Isko, I believe that because prior to that statement, the LGU wrote us a letter and stressing again their support to our Manila Bay rehabilitation. In fact, the local government unit is also a member of the interagency task force. So whatever discussions in the interagency, I believe that the LGU is also informed about our actions. Just so happened that if the good mayor feels that charges should be filed against the responsible for the overcrowding, I think we leave to the IETF. We welcome any investigation. we will inform them what actions did we take during that situation. So we're not evading any investigations regarding this occurrence, Christian.
Okay. Now, we know that the carrying capacity was only 4,000. Then last Sunday, umabot ng 121,000 estimate. So what are the steps being done now? For instance, is there any reasonable effort to monitor as to whether those who came, can that even be feasible to determine whether, to monitor those who came, whether they would exhibit certain symptoms afterward? Kasi parang naging labo-labo na, di ba?
Actually, Christian, during the press con this morning, I think same question was asked to the secretary. But ang problem diyan parang we do not know how to implement that kind of parang tracing na sinasabi natin. Because of sabi nga natin, because of that surge of crowd, no, ng people that went to the Dolomite area, parang napakahirap na implement. Kahit gustuhin namin na i-trace lahat yung 121,000, parang mahirap kami. But of course, what we did during that time, Christian, is that ang ginawa na lang namin dyan, we strictly implement, we strictly observe the health protocols. We made sure that those people entering the Dolomite area should at least have or should at least wear their face mask, face shields. And even if they're crowded, we still remind them to observe social distancing. So with that strategy, we are optimistic, we're confident that at least wala namang nahawa masyado dun sa ano. I hope, we hope and pray that wala namang nahawa dun sa
But I sa think instances like this, we're supposed to highlight the efficacy of our contact tracing system. Yeah. For instance, if people are required to give their details as part of the contact tracing system before entering malls or other establishments, isn't that supposed to be the case as well? If people wanted to visit the Dolomite Beach?
Actually, siguro na naisip lang namin siguro yan itong when we experienced the surge. But we did not experience that during the last 8 days when we started operating or opening the Dolomite. Because at the time, we can still handle. Parang within the capacity. In fact, during those days, wala namang masyadong pila, Christian, sa labas. At nakakapag-stay sila ng matagal dun sa loob. No? It just so happened talagang last Saturday, Sunday. At that instance, we need to make a quick decisions on how to handle the crowd. We didn't think na dapat mag-tracing, mag-check. Dahil nga sa dami, nabigla rin kami dun sa pagdating ng surge na yan. But of course, what we did was kung ano na lang yung available sa aming resources, available means at that time, so that is to make sure that they observe strictly the health protocols, Christian.
Okay. And also, how would you respond to those who are criticizing the very root of the problem? They go back to the original sin, quote-unquote, no? In the first place, why come up with the Dolomite Beach project worth 28 million pesos in taxpayer money? And then, of course, based on what we saw in recently, it could, in fact, be a super spreader event. I mean, I think those criticisms are not exactly baseless or unfounded.
Yeah,
they are questioning the very idea of doing that, of having that project.
Actually, the main purpose namin dyan talaga, as I said a long time ago when I guested in your program, our main purpose really there is number one, to rehabilitate the area. And then number two, to comply with the order of the Supreme Court. So it just so happened that we want to, aside from, in addition to our effort to rehabilitate the area, we want to beautify the area. That's why there is a Dolomite sand dyan. But I think we should not be focusing only on whether why we use the on whether or not why we use the Dolomite sand. No? But the fact still remains that we were able to rehabilitate the area. If you can see, if you can only remember, Christian, prior to our rehabilitation of the area, the area was really full of garbage, contaminated, and it's not good looking to see that area. But now, maybe that's the reason why people would want to see the area, because what reminded them in that area is that it is a garbage dump. It was a garbage dump, and now it is a Dolomite area.
But by the way, was it wise for the government to make use of that term Dolomite as part of the official title?
Actually,
place, because that's very controversial.
Yeah.
Why would you even use that?
Actually, it is the team that decided to use the Dolomite because the original plan is that Manila Bay beach area, but one I don't know who suggested, but there was one who suggested that since that area was a controversial Dolomite area, why not use the Dolomite so that we can also tell the public the benefits that can be drawn or that can be derived from the Dolomite rock, no? So okay. In fact, the Dolomite rock is not only used in the Philippines, but also used abroad in other countries.
Finally, Undersecretary, let's talk about the solutions. And of course, basic reminders to the people. If they want to go there, I don't think the waters there are swimmable already, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what are the protocols in place now?
Yeah, that's a good point. No? That's the reason why we call it soft opening, Christian, because we have no intention to really open up to the public yet, no? Because the main purpose, the main reason of rehabilitating the area is also to another reason pala, instead of aside from rehabilitating there, is to restore the water quality, no? We have a lot of still work to do, to restore the water quality in that bay, no? If you will notice, if you happen to visit Christian, the Baywalk, we are now installing big pipes in the identified outfalls. So the purpose of these pipes is to make sure that if there are heavy rains, no, to ensure that there will be no flooding in Metro Manila, all the drain or the storm water will be discharged through these pipes 400 meters from the seawall. And if there is no rainwater, all the wastewater will not be discharged in the pipe, but will be diverted to the STP, so that all the wastewater that are usually being discharged to these three outfalls will be passing through the STP, so that when they discharge finally in the Manila Bay, it will already comply with our standards in terms of water quality.
Just one final point. I was supposed to let you go already, but remember this. No? So you have a target for the water to be swimmable, right?
Yeah.
Clean enough for people to swim. But with the overcrowding, won't they set back that target by the government?
I think it's not only, you know, it's not only the water quality that will be, we intend to finish it before the year end, Christian. We plan to complete all the Dolomite area from the embassy up to 500 meters. And then we plan to put up, complete the installation of the pipes. So once we have already finished this, and then of course with our experience in the opening of the Dolomite in this past few weeks, I think we can now open the whole Baywalk. Not only the Dolomite, the whole Baywalk will be open for our public. And I think a good system will be in place when we open the whole Baywalk, not only the Dolomite, Christian, before the year end, Christian. Okay.
Undersecretary Jonas Aliones, thank you for joining us tonight, sir.
Thank you. Anytime, Christian. Keep safe.
Thank you, sir. We're going to take a quick break after the fact. We'll be right back.